Mother Nature's address to New York City. Let me in. My sunlit gardens, often taught to be ignored by the masses, surround you daily, scattering rains throughout your polluted, busy routines, hoping you'll listen, hoping you'll stop and ground yourselves in the present, in the beauty, waving rows of green, screaming, see me in the dying, cut down, used for commercialization needs. My salvaged trees proudly declaring, hello there, I'm here to help you, to remind you that your life can be just as peaceful, as beautiful as the mystical, sometimes mythical creatures swimming, living in the deep blue sea, undiscovered, uncovered, carefully with adventures, happiness, healing, and meaning. As well known as Central Park, as hidden as Hallett's Nature Sanctuary, prepared for give and take, I am a high-stakes treasure map marking paths of resistance and resilience, leaving iridescent leaves and supporting unreported stems for you to follow me, to notice me. Hear me in the howling winds, in the let me guide you to get right within thunderstorms. If you're lost, this is feeling foreign, unsure where to go, find me on the farmlands. Make space for me on your nature walks. Embrace me in all the open spaces, free for you to roam and explore in healthy ways that no longer ignore the obvious. Your wish can only be my command when we're interconnected, not just existing in each other's spaces or trading places, but working together, listening, and learning with one another all over, because right now, access to my goodness is not equal, not allowable. That's why Lady Liberty is a part of my call, my cries. I am begging you to give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. My air will allow you to do more than just be. After all, in New York, anything is possible. I am for you, for me, and everyone willing to be knowledgeable, respectful, and responsible.